Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Oh. Tuesday.
Oh my God, where do you find this music?
On a Tuesday.
Girl in the cut. Patty Jacuzzi.
There's not.
Oh my God.
On a Tuesday.
I have the lyrics on the screen and I can't even get them.
On a Tuesday.
Got your girl in the cut. She ain't choosy. I'm like, ain't she choosy?
No, she ain't choosy. She's going to the club. From the great DJ Barak Yater. Turkish DJ.
We are far from going to the club. That is for sure.
On a Tuesday.
Welcome back to Better Together, the COVID edition. Kevin and I have moved locations,
on a Tuesday.
Everyone.
Cut.
This very Tuesday, you find us, or we find you from our recliners here in the kitchen. Kevin, where did you find this song? Did you just Google Tuesday?
No. I'm a huge fan of Barak Yater.
You are?
He's a Turkish DJ, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
And by the way, everyone who knows me knows, Maria. That, well, no, why you have to laugh and ruin it? You undermine me. Everyone who like knows me knows that girls going to a club on a Tuesday. And I ain't choosy.
It's actually catchy.
Always working OT.
Oh, my. Ladies
overtime and out of time. Things is crazy back home. This is so me. It kills me that I'm not around.
Yeah, it kills me.
I think
me
we're
too.
getting too deep. Ain't no party on the weekend. That's why. So we do it on Tuesday.
Hill Squad, welcome back. Another fresh episode to you.
On Tuesday.
Coming to you on this Tuesday, and we're not coming to you from a club. And I don't know when we're ever going to go to a club again in life, people. We're going to talk about that today. As Kevin winds down the music, I do want to hit a few of our comments. Carolyn Taylor wrote us a really beautiful comment today that I woke up to and it made me really smile. She said, please continue to love on yourselves and your babies while you kick COVID's ass. It's horrible that this happened, but you obviously got this. You've been a bright light during our entire holiday. It has felt like having family in our home, listening along and giggling with you all, laughing about slow coffee and unto you. So her plans with her family were canceled for the first time in 10 years because of COVID. But she said that we have more than filled the hole. I just want to say thank you to Carolyn and so many others. I know I saw something here from Miranda and Alyssa and so many of our Patreon members. Thank you all for just reminding us why we do this. You know, I woke up and I sent a message to Kevin, Kelsey, and Pooja. I said, everybody.
You said, hey, Queens.
I said, hey, Queens. You know, Kev, good call on the fresh content. It seems like people really needed that more than ever. Because, you know, the first year of COVID blew. The second year has been really confusing because we kind of are back to living, but then like we keep starting and stopping. And I think that this Christmas may have been even more challenging in some ways for people because we thought we actually could celebrate.
No, it was a great scam.
And then it was ripped from everyone's clutches. And so what a great idea on your part to say, hey, we can do this in audio. We don't have to be on video. We can do it from the recliners.
I just want you to know, my team is compiling a report on what has happened with the show since I've taken over as executive producer-elect.
What are you trying and angling for a raise or something?
No, we're just merely presenting some facts. That's it. Your team can look them over and do what you will with them.
Okay.
But I just want everyone to know the numbers in audio, the numbers in video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of just great decisions have been made under my regime.
Listen, I don't hire people that aren't going to bring me numbers and improvements. So that's what I do. Because I'm a queen.
You are a queen.
So, queens of Better Together, happy to report that we are both feeling better today, right? I think last night...
You're better
than
me, I think.
Well, I'm also a few days ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because you caught it from me. That's the only time who you got it from matters.
But can I just say this is...
I hate how everyone's always like, well, who'd you get it from? Who cares? Nobody's ever really going to know anymore because
that's not,
everyone's negative until they're not.
It's way more fun to string people up and and go, yeah.
And I'll give you the best example.
I want to know who gave it to me, and then we go after them.
I know, I'll give you the best example.
That's a fun thing to do.
I'll give you the best example of this. When my mom last year got COVID, her caretaker was really scared to tell us the truth.
Yeah.
And I kept texting her and I kept saying, we are not going to blame you.
Right.
This could have happened when my mom went to the dentist or Kevin took her to Cedars for her cancer treatments. Like, this could happen to anyone at any time because no one is 1,000,000,000% quarantining. We still have some necessities that have to happen at that time. Obviously, life has changed since last year to a degree. But I didn't engage in the blame game in that moment when my mom, who's the most severely immune compromised, got it. And I'm not engaging in it now. So, but you did catch it from me, honey. So if you have
Well, I did, but
hate,
this is what I'm going to say.
You can hate on yourself because you didn't wear a mask around me.
Okay. And I will tell you this. Again, I'm only a regular guy.
Yeah. You're a regular guy.
Living in this irregular world.
Yep.
But I think if you are young and strong and healthy, get ready for this. Now, Maria's going to tell Kelsey and Pooja to cut this out. I think you should want to get it in your body and build up an immunity. So I wanted it because I don't want to be dodging this. I know it's only going to build my body up and make me stronger for the next time.
That's great, Poo.
For me, not for everybody, but I'm saying if you are young and you're strong,
I wouldn't risk anything. I would not want to risk being cocky, thinking it's just going to go through.
That's not cocky.
It's, you just said if you're Maria, young and you're strong.
If you're
you
young and you're
it.
Strong, I don't. Listen to
Guys,
me.
Guys, here comes the arguments.
Okay. I'm not. To me, it's not cocky, Maria. If you're young, you're strong and in shape. Or am I going to live in fear and not live the next 30 or 40 years? To me, that's not living. But by the way, everyone's different. There's people who would want to live. I'd rather go out that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not be reckless, but I know my body. We all know our bodies. You know what I mean?
I will say that the vaccine was worse than having it.
Way worse for me.
For me. But it doesn't mean that the truth is we're probably faring better because we have the vaccine.
I think probably.
So that's the other part of this. But the vaccine, I was scared to get the booster. I was going to, obviously, but I was like, oh man, you're planning around when can you be like really ill for a couple of days.
I think that you take all the precautions you can and what you can control, you do.
Can I tell you what I read today?
What's that?
I read that the booster supposedly, by the way, guys, this was me in a COVID state. So this is not me, the journalist. This is me, just a regular human, quickly looking at news online. I think it was something like it only provides 10 weeks of immunity, like the booster or whatever. Maybe it's the new vaccine they're creating for Omicron, whatever. But they're saying we're going to need more and more and more of these boosters. We have, I think, 6 months of immunity with what we just got.
Nice.
So I think we're good for a little while.
How do I get to a club on a Tuesday?
But
I'm not going to be able to if I don't take my boosters.
But that brings me to what I wanted to talk about today on the show, guys. So I started writing something the other day, and I've talked about it before, but, you know, the whole concept of looking at life a little bit like a roller coaster.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Because I do feel bad. I don't want people going out and being reckless. I'm a believer that everyone really knows their body if you listen. And I know there are some people that really would be taking a risk if they get compromised. And I don't want to see that. But I will say that if you are someone who works out and you are healthy and you know in your heart what your body can endure, you don't smoke, you haven't had pneumonia a number of times. I mean, I don't want anyone to go up there and be reckless. So that's all I'm saying. But I'm saying if you're young, I do believe we can start to build up some kind of immunity to this over time. Along with all the other protocols, the masks, the vaccines, all that stuff. But I'm saying, like, I wasn't going to run around and hide because eventually it's going to get me. Do I want it to get me now or do I want it to get me when I'm 70? Mm-hmm. 3 years from now.
Boo. You're going to get it again.
That's right. Don't you think my body's going to be better prepared?
I don't know because I'm not a scientist nor a researcher. So I don't really...
I'm a regular guy scientist. You know that.
Okay. So can I move on?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yogis probably wouldn't vibe with my roller coaster analogy.
But actually, they would.
It is an analogy that makes sense to me, though. So I look at life like a roller coaster. P.S. I love roller coasters. But the reason we love them, those of us who love them, and there are people who don't, right?
Not a big roller coaster fan over here.
Well, because you get nauseous and you throw up.
I'm also just not big on risking when I don't need to risk.
There you go. I love them. And I think the reason we love them is because they're thrilling. But the truth is, you can't have the thrill without the fear, right? Without the bottom kind of dropping. And so it's almost like when people say you can't have light without darkness, right? There would be no good if there was no evil. You need all the, you know, the polar opposites of things.
It kind of goes back to contradictory to the song, too, because if you go to the club on a Tuesday, Maria, then it's not as much fun on a Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Well, that's why you're only supposed to go on the weekend, and you have something.
Well, I know, but that, and that's why part of my life is the way it is, because I'm there on a Tuesday.
So now you got to walk back your COVID comments, and you had to walk back your song. That sucks. All in one episode.
Just a state of slack. Honey, your laugh is just...
guys, oh Kevin my God. Always dies when my evil laugh comes
out. When I get evil laughed at?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
okay,
hilarious.
So here's the thing. So when the roller coaster, you take that deep breath and you're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. It's so awesome, but it also can suck. But we gotta... Then we rise, right? And we get excited and we cheer. And then we got through it. So... We have to get comfortable riding the lows just as much as the highs. That's what life's about. It's a collection of highs and lows. The question to ask yourselves is, how do I want to ride the inevitable lows, right? So you guys know the last 5 years have been pretty challenging in so many ways for me and Kevin, of course, too. Some of it's just hitting me now after my mom's passing. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I got to a place where, oh, there's the buzzer. You know what? What a great time for a commercial break. Stand by, everyone, while our lovely friend Michael Klaus sent us some bagels and some chicken soup. Kevin's going to go pick that up at the front door. Winnie is going to help him, and then we'll be right back. Oh, we have an update on Winnie for you, too.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, we are back. Kevin's in his recliner. Bagels have been brought in.
Oh, just once again, a free shout out to Lazy Boy. Come on, why do you women...
What about Michael for bringing the bagels?
Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh.
But please let me just be in the moment.
They're pretty
Why
delicious.
Would you guys deprive yourselves? See, Maria's always like, a recliner! And then I get them and you're like...
Here's what I think
it's just a little bit of heaven, honey.
Here's the thing. Us girls, okay, we're just different than you guys.
Yes,
so
we
the
are.
Truth is, we want everything to look perfect. The kitchen, the living room, everything's going to be aesthetically perfect like on Instagram. Recliners are not aesthetically perfect. They are old man.
Okay, but wait a second. Excuse me, counter.
You didn't even let me finish before you countered.
You only get allotted so much time to argue about recliners.
Since when? How come you make up all the rules?
Because there are rules when it comes to discussing recliners.
Okay.
You don't know. I live in this world. You
go
don't.
Ahead.
But go ahead, finish.
No, I was on a roll and now it's over.
Oh, sorry.
Time to go solo.
Listen, regular, I'll give you the regular guy tip, is that they have recliners that look like regular chairs. Beautiful,
yes,
gorgeous chairs.
Yes, I know. I've ordered some from Front Gate. I'm so excited.
And then they recline. Now,
for the Connecticut house, which I'm
they are not as what we like to say in this house, chubby.
They're not as luscious.
Yes, but they're still nice. And I will say, I'll say there's a lot of affordable ones online now that you can get, and they come together in pieces. I caution you, because they're not going to be quite as comfortable as the Lazy Boy.
The Lazy Boy's pretty good.
And the Lazy Boys last forever.
That might be my first hiccup on TV or on air. That's funny. Okay, uh-oh. So,
let
anyhow.
Me look up what a hiccup means.
Anyhow, back to what we were saying. So, I have to catch my thought back. So, I was talking about how...
Thank you to Michael Klaus.
Coasters. Thank you, Michael Klaus, for postmating us chicken soup and bagels. Very sweet, very thoughtful.
And yeah, not necessary, but thank you, Michael.
He's going to make a good husband, that Michael Klaus, for somebody.
Yeah, he is going to make a fine husband.
He's very thoughtful. He is very giving.
Hardworking. He's got a lot of good assets to bring to the table.
Assets. So anyhow, so as I was saying, it's been a challenging few years, and it's just kind of hitting me that... kind of everything we really went through. But I look back at how I handled everything and I'm really grateful that I knew this before. I knew I was taking an intentional journey for growth and that I was going to ride this roller coaster with as much grace as I could. I would help as many people as I could along the way and try and thrive through it all. It wasn't easy. But like I said, this is life, right? No one said it's going to be easy. It's not supposed to be fair. It's not supposed to be perfect. But we have choices, and the choice is in our hands. So how will we choose to ride this roller coaster? And this COVID roller coaster is kind of this global, like equal roller coaster, right? Everyone's on it. We all have the same problems. We all have the same things that we're dealing with when it comes to COVID. And life is going to be very, very different. We thought this was something that was going to come and go. We thought that life was kind of picking up and getting back to normal. And now we're realizing, another Christmas where things went amok for people.
We're really all becoming like the Land of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, and
another Christmas. And
I was reading, like, I think it was like 1,000 flights or something were canceled. People, you know, you forget.
Yep.
All the people that work in industries that we rely on are getting COVID. It's not just us.
Except people who made it to Disney, because I saw a friend of mine got married in Disney.
Your friend got married in Disney?
Yeah.
What friend?
Chelsea Green, the wrestler.
No way.
Yeah, like a surprise wedding. That's I don't know. It seems like Florida just keeps going no matter what.
Well, I think that's where we're going to have choices, right, everybody? Are we going to live or are we going to live in fear? It's kind of like, in a weird way, after 9/11, you know, we were all scared to fly, and it's like, are we going to live in fear or are we going to just go live? We have to just keep on moving forward, like Rocky said.
It's funny. Can I just shout out, if you don't follow Sly Stallone on Instagram, you're really missing out. He is putting up these videos now. I messaged you one, Maria. He just put up another one about that.
Oh, really? I didn't get to see it yet.
Yeah, about my goodness, he said, and Maria, this so relates to you, me, and so many people in the Heel Squad. I think he's like, you know, people who are not given the proper amount of love and attention in their formative years tend to be the most productive. Isn't that crazy? But he also talked about how, you know, one of the secrets to...
I was given love.
One of the secrets to life, yeah. So, you were.
You were given love.
Honey. I'm not saying I wasn't. I had two tough, two narcissists above me that demanded, that sucked up all the attention. I mean, there's no. I don't. You know, I only
Thank
have a couple.
God you're used to it. I only have a couple
of childhood.
Hello, I said something funny.
What'd you say?
You don't even pay attention to me. You're so busy saying what you want to say.
Oh, okay.
I said, thank God you're used to it.
Oh, I did hear that. Yes.
I thought that was pretty funny, yeah, guys. Yeah. When he doesn't hear my jokes, I get really mad. Or if he doesn't acknowledge them,
I heard them, and I've heard them many times. So,
that
but
one?
But other people, yeah. Well, it's always been your benefit. My programming. It's worked out perfectly.
His programming.
No, but honestly, like, I'm not. Listen, I'm grateful. Listen, I always want to say I'm grateful for all of it. But even if you see childhood photos, I only have one childhood photo of myself, like one, like baby photo of me. Mm-hmm. And the rest have tons of them because they.
You were born in 1914.
Like, no. Well, then my older brothers have all their photos.
Another joke. Honey, you're supposed to laugh. I'm kidding.
But I'm making a point, though.
I know.
I'm making a point. And the thing is. So, look who's more productive than me.
Yeah, nobody.
It just makes a lot of sense. And thank you, Sly Stallone, for pointing that out.
Yeah.
And I think, but again, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for all of it. I don't look back with resentment. And like I said, my parents were both working, both too young, too overwhelmed. And like I said, they had too many monsters who took up all the oxygen. So I get it, but I'm grateful because it made me so dependent, you know, self-reliant.
Yeah, your mom said that you were an angel. Everybody thought you were going to be a priest.
Yes. Then I became a Shaolin priest.
A what?
Nothing. I just liked Kung Fu, the series back in the 70s.
Oh.
He was a priest too, but then if you like got in his way, he could kick your ass.
Hmm.
That's who I always wanted to be. Okay. I think I will be a Shaolin priest. Put that on my list of things to do
I
for 23.
Wanted somebody to pay attention to me. I told Kevin I used to have like little like, you know, performances and no one gave a shit. And so they didn't give a shit. My mom started keeping my dad alive.
Again, they were in their 20s. They were overwhelmed. They didn't speak the language. Like
I was like, hey, look at me. Look
your father was working
do.
Around the clock to try to keep a roof over your head. I mean, you know, so again, I go to what Sly said. It just makes sense. But he also talks about how dealing with fear is one of the keys to life.
Mm-hmm. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eixis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free,
up your schedule with Way. Go to The Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
He's like, in being fearless, and he goes, and listen, there's times you are going to be afraid, but you have to psych yourself up and pretend you're not afraid. But it's very interesting. I'm telling you, he's been just...
It's funny because I believe in the same thing. You have to pretend you're not afraid. You have to just do it.
And keep going forward.
Yeah.
Do you know why you got your hiccup?
Why?
I looked it up spiritually.
Why?
It's to do with your... Let's see.
Hold on. He's got the Google in front of him, everybody. Let me...
Spiritually getting hiccups means that your soul is connected with your soulmate. And you are both meant to be together.
Me and Max?
You and Max, yeah. Apparently.
God, you're my soulmate. Did you
There's
hear
all sorts
that?
Of things. Getting goosebumps.
What?
Seeing people in your dreams. Smiling too much. Nose itches.
Wait, what are those things?
I'm not, No. You continue with the show.
Honey.
I'm saving this for Regular Eye Friday.
You're veering me off the into people, other topics.
Listen, the regular people appreciate this
you're
stuff.
You're doing what you yell at me for when I come on your shows.
Sorry, B.
I'm interrupt.
Because I'm a bad what?
A bad bee.
All right, I'll be a good bee.
Winnie is sitting next to me, everybody. By the way, if you want a quick update on Winnie, she did go to the vet this morning. Auntie Violetta came and picked her up and took her to the vet. Thank you, Dr. Buddha. She's amazing. Winnie does not have pancreatitis, which is a small miracle.
Hallelujah.
Big miracle, actually. She has gastroenteritis. And a thickening of the bladder lining, which means she might have an infection. We're waiting on those results. But all in all, Winnie is fine. I made her some minute rice. Thank you, Uncle Ben's. And she really enjoyed that. Max is laying down behind Kevin, and he is doing well. So everyone's doing a lot better in this house today. But back to the roller coaster of life and the choices. We have choices ahead of us. There's a whole new normal, everybody, that we are facing. And that new normal is going to mean, I think holidays are going to be a little different. We might be able to skirt Thanksgiving by. Christmas might be a little bit more insular. It might be more just whoever is in your immediate surroundings, unless you can go wherever you got to go a month in advance. It's going to be a little kooky. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, you want to come into the crystal brain?
Sure.
So, and again, guys, I always want to deal with what is. I should even teach the kids at AfterBuzz this. It's best to try not to even have an opinion on things one way or another. Just deal with what is. What's out there? What's going on in the world? What's going on in your daily life? And then how do you deal with it in the best way?
Do you think people can hear me gulping right now?
Maybe.
If you hear me gulping, you're just drinking water, guys, trying to stay hydrated.
Gotta have a lot of fluids.
But it's right next to the
zinc,
mic.
Zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, fluids, sleep, steam, repeat. That's how we're beating COVID in this house.
Green juices and immunity shots.
Sure, but zinc, that gets a little, listen to me, that gets a little bit juju. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people may not have access to that stuff. Mm-hmm. The other stuff, I think the regular people of the world can... deal with this. Anyway, what I was going to say is I, if you just be logical about this, we get a flu season every year. And every year, have you ever heard flu season's going to be easy this year? Have you ever heard that in the history of your life?
No.
Every year, it's doom and gloom. This is going to be a terrible flu season. Okay. We were in the news business, guys. The news business, if it bleeds, it leads. So if there's something negative, that's what they're going to put out there because that's what's going to get a result.
Because unfortunately, we as a society, that's what we love to see.
Right. So, you're always going to hear that...
Except
for the Heal Squad.
We have made an intentional decision here, starting with me, because I don't want that anymore. I made an intentional decision to create a place where we could have meaningful conversations, positive conversations, learn, grow, heal, get better...
And on Fridays, get to be
Queens.
Thank you.
And outside of that, if you want to get the other stuff, you can go. But we're all here, me, you listening, we're all here making an intentional decision that we want something different. And it's hard to do that anywhere else but in digital because it doesn't sell and then it dies. It gets canceled. So you guys are a part of the change. And anybody you bring on the ride with us is a part of that change. And eventually... we will prevail, because eventually I think that we're going to want a different kind of content, right? Watching an hour's worth of doom and gloom and murder and killing and horrible diseases and the end of the world. And then that last 10 second story about the little kid who helped the old grandma across the street. Yeah. It's not enough. No. Like we used to do it at the end of a show where it was like, oh, here's one good story to leave you with.
And I don't know.
Well, you just took me through all this trauma.
I don't know if we'll prevail.
I think we will.
But no, but what I will say is, guys, it's life.
This show will prevail.
I think it's life. You're always, you said it earlier, you have to have light, you have to have darkness. So it's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. But what do you choose? What can you control in your world? You can control not watching all the toxic stuff. Mm-hmm. Or being reactionary to all of it. But my point is, you're always going to have, every year the flu season is terrible. So now every year, now they're going to add on COVID is going to be, mm-hmm. is going to be purported to be terrible, whether it is or it isn't. Maybe it will be. But whether it is or isn't, it's going to be put out there.
There's
going to
be new strains all the time now.
Right. And then, right. And so then think about this, people, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, how much money are they making off of,
ooh, I don't want to get into conspiracy
theory. It's not conspiracy. It's just business, Maria.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is be prepared every winter for this to happen. You know, whatever side you're on, it's like it really doesn't matter. This is how it's going to be. So then how you have to figure out how you fit into this. How do you fit into every winter that's going to be like this? You know?
And I just feel like it's we're entering a whole new normal. It's not just Christmas. It's like life is changing.
Yes, quickly. But I think with winter season, Maria, just to stay on this, because it's cold, it's always cold and flu season, mm-hmm. you're really going to have this. And then I feel like the way we kind of, this summer, it seems like we're able to live a little bit, right?
Yeah, and then at the end of the summer, Delta hit, and
right.
plans had to change, flights had to get canceled, things had to shift. It's just, I think we're going to be taught by nature and life that we're going to have to be really resilient more than ever. And we're going to have to be very flexible and really get good at shifting. And I feel like
can I tell you something, though? The secret to success? You should have always been like that.
Yeah.
And it's how you should always be. And it's how we should be raising our children. Because that's life. Mm-hmm. Life, we're going to die. One day, that's it. Life's always going to be that challenge.
There are always going to be challenges, and don't think anybody doesn't have them. Whenever I look at somebody, like on Instagram, like, oh, they must have a perfect life, right? The thought comes through everybody's mind. I instantly think, nope, there's just no way. It doesn't exist, guys.
No.
It doesn't exist. No one is without problems. So we have to become more resilient. We have to be really, really flexible, and we have to learn how to shift. And I really learned shifting in these last 5 years. What?
Well, I think like that's the way to be resilient, Maria, is to be flexible, to be able to pivot, to be able to adapt to change.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people can't do. And I think like this century, you've heard me say it before, Maria, the 20s is usually the beginning of a new century. This is the beginning of this century. This is a vastly different century than last century. Now, so you can either focus on what you miss and keep grieving about the past, which you know that's all you're going to get back to you. Or you can say, okay, where's it going?
Yeah.
And how do I fit into this? And how does me and my family, my loved ones, how do we fit into this new normal, as you said?
Yeah. It's like at first you want to fight TikTok. You want to fight social media. I did. I was like, I hate it all. And then I realized, okay, I can sit here and be negative about it and hate on it and all of that. Or I can join and keep moving in the direction that the times are moving in and do it the way I want to do it. And so I have been, and it's been fun. And, you know, I just realized, like, you can't fight what's happening. You have to flow. You gotta flow like water through everything. Oof.
Priyanka Chopra.
Yes, exactly. She was
her on the show. Her dad said, be like water.
Be like water.
And the power of water. Water over time can literally wear down rocks. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful water is. But it also is flow. Mm-hmm. Just flow. So don't take any shape of whatever you're poured into. And that's how she was raised.
Yeah,
and I love that philosophy.
Yeah. I just think, I think we have to start thinking like that. And
Maria, let's take one more break. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we come back. Like, I want to follow up on what you said the yogis would be down on you about the roller coaster theory, and I have proof that they would not be.
Okay. And then we're going to also tell you about this new show we're obsessed with right now.
Yeah, we should give some picks.
BRB.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
We're back, everybody.
Hey, Queens.
Hey, Queens.
Okay. But you know, the roller coaster theory, I've heard, you know, people, the yogis, they've talked about almost riding the kiddie roller coaster of life. So don't celebrate the highs as high, and then you don't have to mourn the lows as low.
Yeah, Yogi Cameron's always said that. He's like, we just kind of stay straight.
And I know that's hard for everyone, so that's what I said.
They don't go too low. It's like what Trevor Moad taught us.
Neutral.
When he said, just go into neutral. And it's one of our most popular shows, actually, if you want to listen.
But it's hard for people, so I get it. So think kiddie roller coaster. Mm-hmm. So you just go up a little high, yay, go down a little low. Oh. But ultimately, yeah, it's not that, those extremes. Mm-hmm. Because I think the extremes of the lows are getting harder and harder and harder to recover from.
Yeah.
For most people. So you're not really off. I mean, yeah, Maria, how do you feel about that? Do you still want to like ride go way high and just risk going low?
I haven't thought about it. It's an interesting idea.
Here's the thing with you. You're like, I don't know. You get into those high highs over, I feel like you get into it over stuff that is.
Like nature. When I smell a rose, I'm moaning and screaming like I want $1 million.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, I don't think you do it over pursuits that, I don't know, would be detrimental. I feel like you do it over, I don't know, like a game of Scrabble, you know? Like, I think you do it over things that are fun.
Yeah.
And not as monumental. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're the one when I, you know, I'm the other way. I'm the one who will, like, take a loss really hard or, a win, like, in business, let's say. I get really high over that or I get really low. And, yeah, I feel like you've always been a little detached from that.
Yeah. Maybe it served me, right? Like, I thought that I didn't celebrate my wins enough because I was on to the next thing. And so...
That's a whole other thing, though. You were just so busy.
But yeah, but
you didn't
maybe...
have time.
Maybe that wasn't such a bad thing.
No, well, I think... No, what the great thing was with you and is you were very detached. That was always one of the biggest misconceptions about you. Is when people would kind of grab me and sidebar with me to kind of get the truth about you. And they all thought you were super ambitious and super competitive. And because they were. And they weren't you. They weren't on your level. They were trying to get there, let's say. And I'm like, actually, I'm the one. I'm like that. I'm pushing her and pushing her because I know there's such greatness in her and I don't want that talent wasted. I don't like anyone wasting talent. I'm a believer, like, we're here to make an impact, and if we have gifts, they should be used and fully exploited. But But you
people only knew how much you had to push me behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you just wanted to be with the babies.
I just want to be with the babies, my parents, Alyssa, whatever.
Dimitri, and
just like, you know, go have fun and.
But that's also been your part of your magic too, is that you didn't have that attachment to it.
Yeah.
And that's why I do think you'd be better off without it than most people. Like when most people lose their success or, you know, they're no longer in the hunt,
mm-hmm.
they really hit the skids. And I feel like you wouldn't be as bad off because of that.
Yeah, I think that though, it's actually interesting. It's the first time you've said that and I thought about something and I'll share it. Maybe you can help me walk through it, but I try to tell you that so many times. I'm like, I don't need this.
But, no, you say it all the time.
But you also knew that because you're the one who was forcing my name into shows, like with Maria Menounos.
Oh, my God. Maria's like, I don't care. I'm like, but honey, for business, you have to.
Anytime someone wanted to develop a show, I was like, oh, can we do it with this person and that person? And they're like, whoa.
Well, Maria would pitch other co-stars.
Because I want people to be with. I like a team. I like being with people.
And unfortunately, we work with very narcissistic. It's a very narcissistic business, so you work with other stars who don't want anyone around them.
Yeah, but think about this. Joe Montana retires from football. You think he isn't sad not playing?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like anybody who gets to do something that's so hot. I think that, by the way, you don't think that there's a side of Kelsey that misses being a gymnast?
I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know.
When you get to do something and perform at a high level.
I miss basketball.
Right? It's like, and then it's gone. You know, there is a part of you that is defined.
That's why to every athlete or every person who has talent, I say go and use it till there's nothing left because it's so precious. It's such a gift from God.
Yeah.
And I always knew that with you. And you know me, I'm from that hard now, easy later school. And okay, so it was hard having a tough schedule, whatever. But, you know, now we get to be on two Lazy Boy recliners with our babies.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I also knew and know what's in you. And I told you, I want to just tell everyone right now, we're just still scratching the surface with Maria.
Your mic is on your neck. Be careful. They're probably hearing neck rolls.
Yeah. It's just inspiring me to like lean my head back on the recliner.
There you go.
But I'm saying you have so much more still in you.
Mm-hmm.
Way more actually than reading a teleprompter.
Oh my God, and so much I want to do. Like,
yeah.
I feel like in COVID now I've just kind of been, and I mean in the imminent COVID of actually having it, I've been sitting here and I've been thinking. And I just feel like there's so much creativity that wants to come out of me and burst.
Because it can now.
Because it's the first time I've really sat still in a while. And I'm like, I want to design clothes. I want to make things. I want to do creative things so badly. And I've wanted to for a long time. So I'm going to find ways to express my creativity in 2022.
I think, Maria, if I can say just as someone who's older... And I think this is going to be very relatable to the women out there. Your anxiety levels have crippled you, have made it so you couldn't even see all the creativity and stuff. Because all of it just seemed like more work, more stress, more, you know. And that's why like I feel like if you do have anxiety in your life or whatever it is that's crippling you, you know, spend the time to put out that fire because you'll see that your brain will start opening up to all the cool things you can do. And with you, Maria, now the second bit of advice I have, you know, for you and for me too, is we just have to schedule this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what day, what mornings, is an hour every morning you're going to write a little bit? Is it this time you're going to work out? Like you can schedule stuff in your days. And I think that's in the new year, if people can do that, you can see stuff get accomplished. And then knowing it's a marathon, like there's one project you want to do, you're like, you know what? I can't get to that till the summer. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
So this summer you're going to work on,
you know. I'm looking at things more and more realistically every year where you're like, yeah, that's just not possible. There's just no, it's not going to happen until this point, you got to be okay with that. But yeah, I think the anxiety is really hard to deal with, but I think just, like I said, being a modern woman is so hard. There's so much.
I get it.
But I am really excited to be creative in 2022. And when I look back when I was a kid, I was very creative. Mm-hmm. Like I used to draw and I was really good at it, actually.
We're both your parents do music like it's nothing. Your dad, like at 70 something, like became like a Finnish carpenter. Like your mother became a seamstress at like 50 something. She had never really sewed before.
Oh, no, my mom sewed her whole life.
Nope. You're wrong about that. And
what
I verified
are you talking
it.
About? My mom made my dresses when I was a kid, honey.
B.
She made dresses B. for me. I have pictures.
Listen to
me. Are you going to tell me?
Okay. She told me, I was like, she's like, no, I picked it up late. She's later when, you know. That's when I got the sewing machines and everything.
No, she did sew when she was, she made me dresses, honey, when I was little.
Maybe she did. I guess she was lying to me then.
A red velvet one with little white pastel little flower things on it.
We bought it at Sears.
Shut up, no, sir.
Yeah, Sears, you know, Sears was right around the corner from you.
I remember Sears, honey.
You do?
Yeah.
You were like little. That went out of business.
That was over where Brigham's was. No, Friendly's.
No.
It was in that Friendly's mall.
It was where the gym was, right? That gym.
Mike's gym?
That big giant, like...
Stop and Shop?
Yeah. That plaza, like, near
Street?
Your house. Yes. There was
no.
Zears. Okay, I'll
really?
Be looking it up right now.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another one on the Fells Way.
B.
Down the road.
Tell me,
Medford
Captain
Mass.
Consumer.
We both realized that we're both O-positive blood, by the way, and we were both born in New England Memorial Hospital in Stoneham, Mass., because he's like, oh, I think this isn't hitting me as hard because I'm O positive. I'm like, yeah, me too. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, we've talked about this, honey. Maybe once over the 24 years we've been together. Now, speaking of before we end, honey, knowing that our... Wait.
Really bugs me out that Zares, it merged into TJ Maxx.
Oh, did it really?
It did.
Wow. Honey, we are coming on 24 years this April, I think.
Yeah, April will be 24.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to do for me?
I'm either going to buy you a 1978 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Honey, that's what you want.
No, it's not. You're dying for this.
No.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth right now.
I want a pickup truck.
No, I'm going back and forth with Roberto right now. He's got one in Burbank.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Anyway, guys, I hope you're having a great Tuesday wherever you are in this crazy COVID world. Remember, you have choices. Remember, you got to learn the art of shifting and just know that's what life is going to be about. Think about when you're ice skating, you shift from one leg to the other. Shift.
And ignore, honestly, ignore half the things I said. I'm sure there's a lot of holes in what I said that's going to offend many people. So I didn't mean to. I'm just a regular guy trying every day. I just get up and try.
Well, boo.
And try to be good to the people around you every day.
We live in a pretty unforgiving time in an unforgiving world right now. However, I think the Heel Squad is not like that. And I think that that's why I appreciate it, is that we can have discussions and we can walk back things and say, wait, I didn't think that really through when I said that. For me personally, I'm glad I got it because I wanted to. But not me, you. But yeah. I didn't really think that through because that happens a lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be, so unforgiving in moments. So I forgive you.
Thank you, B.
And I'm looking forward to watching our new favorite show called Yellow Jackets, everybody.
Oh, shoot. We forgot. We didn't tell anyone.
It's so good. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Christina Ricci.
Really
it's
good.
So good. I'm really, really loving it. And we're not up on 90 Day Fiancé, so we're going to get caught up on that.
90 Day, yeah, and this is the best here. Of the 90 Day series, you guys. It's before the 90 Days, so it's even a bigger shit show. Mm-hmm. And listen, you don't need to see any other seasons, so you can start fresh and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else, Bruce?
That's it. Winnie's doing all right. We're doing better.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
We're grateful, and we're grateful for you. We're grateful for our health. And
gonna miss
I'm always
you.
Grateful for Maximus, my guy, my best friend, my soulmate, my everything, guys. So Sometimes I say all these things and then I look over at Kevin. And he doesn't even say anything.
You know why?
Why?
Because I love my babies so much. I'm happy you love them that much.
Thank you, Boo. Sometimes I feel so guilty because I'm like, my everything, my love, my heart, my soulmate, I love you so
much. I want them to be loved.
My protector. Most people would say that to their guy. I say it to my other guy. But you are my guy, honey, and you're my
everything. Life unkind.
And like, goodbye. We had a really beautiful comment. Did you read about the hand and the glove?
No,
am I
didn't
the hand
see it.
Or are you the glove?
I don't know.
Well, I'll put my hand in your glove right now. Here we are.
Okay.
Love you, Boo. Love you, Heal Squad. Don't forget.
I have a question.
You can forgive people who don't think things through and say them.
And say stupid things.
We don't have to say negative things. We just say...
May you all have dragon blood. Keep fighting. Keep swinging.
Keep drinking green juice, everybody. Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, bees.